الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ومن لم يستطع منكم طولا أن ينكح المحصنات المؤمنات فمما ملكت أيمانكم من فتياتكم المؤمنات والله أعلم بإيمانكم بعضكم من بعض فانكحوهن بإذن أهلهن وآتوهن أجورهن بالمعروف محصنات غير مسافحات ولا متخذات أخدان فإذا أحصن فإن أتين بفاحشة فعليهن نصف ما على المحصنات من العذاب ذلك لمن خشي العنت منكم وأن تصبروا خير لكم الله غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in the previous lessons Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listed for us those women with whom nikah is impermissible. Those women with whom nikah, marriage is impermissible. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, besides these women, other women, it is permissible to marry other foreign women. And in today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a specific scenario, a specific case wherein a person finds it difficult, a person finds himself in a difficult situation where it is difficult for him to maintain and look after the huquq, the rights of a free woman. Now this is of course talking about in Khilafatul Islam where slavery was found as well. So if a person can't marry a free woman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says by all means he may marry somebody who is a slave. So Allah says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ مِنْكُمْ طَوْلًا أَنْ يَنْكِحَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Whoever doesn't have the ability, طَوْلًا in Arabic here means سَعَة, that means ability, قُدْرَة. Whoever doesn't have the ability to marry الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, chaste free women who are believers, فَمِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ مِنْ فَتَيَاتِكُمُ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. From here we understand that a person should only marry a mu'min woman. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if he can't marry a mu'min woman who is free, then by all means he may marry a slave woman, provided she is a mu'mina. Allahu a'lamu bi imanikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah knows best regarding your iman. This is to tell you that do not marry somebody who is from the Ahlul Kitab, who is not a mu'mina. Marry somebody who is a mu'mina. You are far better off marrying somebody who is a mu'mina, even though she be a slave. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَعْضُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْضٍ, that you are similar to each other. You are similar to each other. That means, although she is an amma, she is a slave woman, but after all, you are all the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So nobody should look down upon you that why you married a slave woman. فَانْكِحُوهُنَّ. Now when the time of nikah comes and you are now marrying a slave woman, Allah says, فَانْكِحُوهُنَّ بِإِذْنِ أَهْلِهِنَّ. When you marry, of course, like how we marry a free woman, we have to get the permission of her family, etc. The wali, فَانْكِحُوهُنَّ بِإِذْنِ أَهْلِهِنَّ. Take the permission of her guardian. وَآتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And give them the dues or the mahar, the rights, بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, in a fair way. In other words, whatever is the correct mahar to give for a slave, you should give that amount. مُحْصَنَاتٍ. And now this woman must now be bound. This money that you are paying is basically dowry, is mahar. So now you are paying this mahar to marry her. So now she is bound, muhsanatin, she must now be in the condition that she is bound by this marriage. And you're not paying ghayra musafihat, you are not paying to do zina with her. She must not be making zina with you. In other words, this must be a proper contract act of nikah that is taking place. She must not be doing zina with you. Wala mutakhidati akhdan. She must not be such that she is just taking some illicit lover of hers. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا أُحْصِنَّ. Once she is now muhsan, chaste, and she has entered this marriage, فَإِنْ أَتَيْنَ بِفَاحِشَةٍ. If she has to commit any indecency, now she is an amma, she is not a free woman, so the laws of had also, they are different when it comes to an amma. The laws of had when applied to an amma, there's some variance between her and the free woman. So Allah says, فَإِنْ أَتَيْنَ بِفَاحِشَ. If she has to commit some indecency, some zina, فَعَلَيْهِنَّ نِصْفُ مَا عَلَى الْمُحْصَنَاتِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ, then she will get half the adab compared to what a muhsan, a free woman, would get, who is chaste. In other words, she will not be given a rajam, she will be given jald. Rajam is where you stone a person to death because of zina, and jald is where you just whoop that woman or lash that woman for the particular crime that she did, which is terrible and totally disgusting thing as Allah considers it as a fahisha. Fahisha is a big crime, something that is totally indecent. So because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is why she will get this adham. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ الْعَنَةَ مِنْكُمْ Allah says, the above ruling is for that person who fears making zina. So if you really, at that time, there's no way out but to marry somebody, Allah says, then marry the slave woman because you will be saving yourself from zina. And Allah says, you'll be saving yourself from sin. Anat could mean sin, anat could mean zina. وَأَن تَصْبِرُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ But look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes this verse. Allah says, but if you make sabr, this is better for you. Why it's better for you? Because remember, the children that will be born out now through from this marriage, they will be born also as slaves. So it is better for you to wait until you find the means and marry somebody who is a free woman. Wallahu ghafurur rahim. Allah says, Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us an understanding of this verse.